that?
Yes, it's a bit tense here. And today, Mozambican police say that everyone has to obey the law and abstain from violence. They also called everyone to help authorities in denouncing an act of violence. But yeah, here the reality is that we see in the streets heavily armed police controlling, of course, the streets. And we have to remember that on Monday's demonstration, at least 16 people were in jail. And also in this demonstration, participants were just singing and displaying posters, but the police fired tear gas and forced their removal. So police message is here a bit contradictory because it's actually the police who are acting violent and not the demonstrators.
But Amancio, police are saying they have launched an investigation into the killings, while the Frelimo party, which has been in power for 49 years, also condemned the killings. So will that not reduce the tension?
It might reduce the tension, but again, we have to say that President Filipe Nyusi came today saying that people should not try to push the investigation, but the opposition party are saying, of course, we need to push for the investigation because we don't want any more rigged elections. So it's a bit contradictory again. Him trying to say that investigation will take its normal course, but people are also used to the government of Mozambique saying that we're going to investigate and never release any results.
And opposition candidate Venancio Mondlane has called for 25 days of protests over the killing of his attorney after the October 9th election. So how is that resounding with the masses over there, the call for 25 days of protests?
It's indeed hard to predict what's going to happen because even those here who are not employed, when they wake up in the morning, they move around trying to make ends meet. And for that reason, it's difficult to predict whether this will happen during 24, 25 days, as Mr. Venancio Mondlane has called to. Also, given the level of intimidation, people may be afraid to put their lives at risk. But that does not mean that they do not embrace the cause of the opposition. And also, in general, people say that elections were rigged. So this is a common statement that everyone seems to agree that elections were rigged. And also to add to that, that today another political leader, Mr. Lutero Simango, the leader of Movimento Democrático de Moçambique, Mozambique Democratic Movement, called for the annulment of the elections and also called on the international community to get together with the Mozambican, helping Mozambique solve this issue of rigging election. And in addition to that, business people are saying that the strike, the demonstration, will definitely have an impact in the economy. Business communities say protests may have like adverse impact in, for example, attracting foreign investment.
Talking about election rigging, it's not only the people, Amancio, election observers from the EU have raised concern about the legitimacy of the polls, noting irregularities during counting and unjustified alteration of election results at polling stations and district level. So you are there, Amancio. How is the calmness of the country so far?
The country is not calm at all. People are very tense. People are looking forward for tomorrow, what's going to happen. Remember, on Monday we had this demonstration, so people are afraid to go to the streets because the way the police respond is very brutal. They fire tear gas, but also live bullets. So people are afraid. People are very calm. People understand opposition's position. They try to embrace it, but they fear to go to the streets. So we have to just wait until we'll see what's going to happen tomorrow.
Wait and see. Amancio Vilanculas of VOA's Portuguese Service, Portuguese to Africa Service, on the phone.